Marianne Combs from NPR News is here for the weekend Archon. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
All right. So what do we have going on here this week? I understand you're going to talk about some things that are not necessarily Halloween related. This is a reminder that there's always, you know, that we have a big enough arts community that there's, you know, plenty going on that's not necessarily all Halloween related.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Although you can get your spooks and thrills in non-traditionally Halloween ways. And so, you know, if you want, you've got the haunted basement over at Soap Factory. If you want, you've got the horror festival at the Southern Theater. You've right. got Bare Bones and all these wonderful things that are going on throughout Halloween. But here's some alternatives, say, if you're looking for spooks and things, but you just don't want to deal with that traditional Halloween fair.
Okay.
So, first off, how about Prince Rama's Journey, which is based on the Ramayana. It tells the tale of an exiled prince whose wife is kidnapped by the king of demons. And a monumental battle ensues when Rama attacks the demon kingdom with an army of soldier monkeys. I mean,
well,
right
I'm
there,
sold on the soldier monkeys, quite frankly, before you even got to anything else.
Yeah, between the soldier monkeys and the demons, I don't know who I would vote for. I don't know who I'd be more scared of, frankly. Soldier monkeys?
That's a toss-up, probably.
It's my Wizard of Oz upbringing. I think
mine
soldier
too.
Monkeys are kind of freaky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at any rate, this is going on. This is Indonesian dance, gamelan, traditional Indonesian music. This is being put on by Green Tea Productions. Is at In the Heart of the Beast Puppet and Mask Theater. Though that doesn't mean there's going to be puppets.
Okay, no, we need
back
to clarify.
Back away from the puppets.
All right, I understand. But nevertheless, what that means is that this is something that could be enjoyed by kids, despite the demons and soldier monkeys.
Oh,
if it's
yeah.
at Heart of the Beast, then...
Yeah, yeah. This is. I think this is a family-friendly production with lots of lovely, you know, face paint and there. There's going to be lots of lovely dancing and music and you know, kids can handle soldier monkeys better than I can. So
they probably can, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially not being like of the, you know, raised on the Wizard of Oz kind of thing. If you don't even like have a context for soldier monkeys, you might think they were
yeah.
just plain awesome.
Yeah.
And gamelan.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
Right,
yes,
right.
Exactly.
And a gamelan orchestra, kids would totally be into.
Absolutely.
Massive percussion, too.
Exactly. What's wrong with percussion when you're a kid? Nothing.
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 So. All right. What else you got?
Well, okay. Here's actually, these are two galleries of shows that are side by side. So it's a twofer. When you go to the MIA, the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, they have their Minnesota Artist Exhibition Program. So they have local artists at the MIA. This has two artists, one Andy Messerschmidt, and then the other one is Matthew Ziefeld. And Andy is looking, he's created these temples and murals using stickers and cheap like holiday fair. Like there's Easter basket grass and there are the little tree skirts for your Christmas trees. Mm-hmm. And he has turned them into the most beautiful, spiritual, evocative displays, murals, and sculptural pieces. And so like the Christmas skirts suddenly you know, remind you of whirling dervishes, or you have the little glow lamb, glow in the dark lamb that they put out for their Easter displays or for their holiday displays.
Yes.
Oh, the sheep mm-hmm. that'll be, you know, lit up next to this sort of funerary mound. And it's done in this way that's it's tacky and beautiful.
It's like reappropriating the kitsch into
yeah.
making something that actually might move you.
And there are
you.
Plastic flowers that were probably part of somebody's display on some altar at some point. And it makes you think about, okay, what makes something sincere or really precious versus, you know, what makes this more or less important than a silver chalice brought out of the cathedral at some sort
yeah,
of holy
right.
ceremony?
Ask it's like, those questions.
Yeah. And so it's really, and it's also all about symmetry. I mean, everything is symmetrical. When you go into the room, you're just like blown away by these stickers that he's taken. He's appropriated all these sort of pop culture images and then put them up on the wall in these symmetrical patterns that look like temples.
Wow.
It's really cool.
God,
so that's,
I really want to see this now.
Now, go into the next room.
Okay.
And you have Matthew, who has done, he's converted the entire room so it feels like you're in a three-dimensional rendering of a 16-bit video game in the early 90s. So,
what?
So you feel like you're in Super Mario.
No,
it's like
that's
the,
cool.
the walls are like all these sort of keyboard like, you know, squares that he's, you know, he painted and then they created a wallpaper and they put it up. He has mm-hmm. hand rendered all these sort of digital 16-bit images that sort of from these games that you'll remember, like Super Mario, Wolfenstein, you know, all these games, Doom, mm-hmm. From their earlier iterations. Mm-hmm. And so you have this sense of jarring visuals and it's all about like players and life and how you see your little personal representation, the heads up sort of face that shows, oh, you're at 97% energy or you're at 60% energy. And the face is getting more decrepit as you go along and it's like been beaten up and now you're at like 40% energy. So you get this sort of claustrophobic feel of being inside a video game, trying desperately to get out. And there are doors, but they're all locked doors and you have to master your level if you want to get out.
So cool.
I'm telling you, it makes you think about reincarnation, makes you think about what's going to happen next. How do I master this level of life? How do I get out?
Dude.
I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
Death and the hereafter all happening. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Super
then,
Mario.
Super Mario. Where again is this happening?
This is all happening at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts. It's their
Perfect.
Minnesota Artist Exhibition Program. Both Andy and Matthew's art, you can see whether it's the plastic symmetry and spiritual stuff or whether it's the game land.
It's killer. All right. Well, I can't wait to check these out. We'll have all the information up online at thecurrent.org coming up for you shortly about all of these events. And man, I tell you what, for like the non-Halloween events going on, you have, I think, grabbed the absolute coolest ones there.
That's
really cool. Thank you, Marianne. As
always a pleasure.
Marianne Combs, who brings us the Weekend Arts Roundup Thursday mornings at this time. Send her on her way.